Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Don Fotopoulos is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Accounting for the Number Phobic, a survival guide for small business owners. That's her book. Her website is bestsmallbizhelp.com. And Don, thanks again for being here. So many people have heard about this company up in Seattle, as I remember, who the CEO decided he was going to be Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy. He had all three garments on, and Superman cape, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
And he was going to be all those things rolled into one. And boy, weren't his people going to love him. Tell the audience what he decided to do.
All right. Well, this is Gravity Payments, as you know, and the guy's name is Dan Price. So Dan did a little research, and he figured out that if people earn $70,000 a year, that their happiness went up, right? So if you use that logic, I mean, if they make $150,000, they should be even happier, but I digress. So he decided he was going to take his $1 million-a-year salary. He started the company, and he was going to reduce his salary to $70,000. He was going to take the difference of $930,000. He was going to spread it across all his employees, mm-hmm. So everybody was going to earn the same amount of money. Now, it sounds very fair, doesn't it?
Sounds like communism.
Everybody's equal, right? Except not everybody's an equal contributor in the corporation, okay? Mm-hmm. You got some high flyers. He had the top IT guy and developer that you could ever have. I mean, the guy was, like, off the charts. His top two lieutenants were so angry, and this is a story nobody hears, right? You only hear the big stuff,
right.
Bernie Sanders saying, oh, this is so great, every CEO should do this. Really? Not if you want your business to survive.
Yep.
So his top two lieutenants said, hey, listen, we're now shackled to, we're some of the most productive people in the company, we're shackled to the guy that comes in and just punches the clock, and we're earning the same amount of money? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what he effectively did in one fell swoop. He institutionalized mediocrity.
Right.
Okay? He institutionalized mediocrity because the people earning $70,000 really aren't worth $70,000.
See, this is
they were getting
this
paid
is exactly,
$40,000 because that's really all they're worth.
What you said is exactly what unions and the government does.
But that's right, Jim. So here's the thing that nobody thinks about, okay? If you spend a dollar on a person, that person is costing the business $2,
right.
And in order for the business to be able to afford to pay for that person has to return $10 in value back to the business.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the business is basically subsidizing an unperformer.
And so now, folks, now you understand why I'm so adamant about no minimum wage increases, because minimum wage increases by government fiat increases payroll expense without increasing one nickel, one BTU of production.
Of productivity. That's right. So let me ask you a question, Jim. So somebody who was earning $40,000 two weeks ago, who is now earning $70,000 today based on this scheme,
mm-hmm.
are they 75% more productive this week than
nope.
they were 2 weeks ago?
And you know, I'm gonna go on the other on the limb and say they actually probably slacked off. Now that they're making a little
I
more money, they got
right.
a little more time to. They got more money to spend. They got a little more time to shop around. They got a little more time to imagine their life being a lot better. I'm going to say that if you could measure it, if you had a meter on the entire company, you could go outside like an electric meter. You would see the productivity go down.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I actually wouldn't be surprised. The interesting thing is that when you finish the analysis, right? The people that are now getting paid $70,000 that are really only worth the $40,000 or $50,000 based
right.
on their skills, their experience, you know, all the standard stuff,
mm-hmm.
they're never going to leave because they can't find that money
mm-hmm.
anywhere else.
No. And
so
they now think they're worth that probably.
That's right. But then the really high flyers who are, in fact, worth that money, they got choices.
That's right.
So they're not going to hang around. So not only did he
top... Yeah. And Don, now the people who don't deserve it are making the same money that the producers were making. And that's bad,
right.
That's bad for morale. And see, that
right.
same thing happens when minimum wage is increased.
But that's right. And the other thing that happened, let's not forget, is that the investors, their investor covenants were violated. He mm-hmm. did this unilaterally. He didn't ask anybody's mm-hmm. opinion. Mm-hmm. He didn't talk to his investors. He didn't talk to his
CFO. Is he about to lose his company? What's going on there today, you know?
I think if he doesn't right the ship, he will. But don't forget, he had to lay people off of
he had to rent out his house to make ends meet.
Oh, it's just so... You know what? It's great PR. It's not good business.
It's tinkering with reality, and the folks, the marketplace is not a place where progressivism flourishes. The more progressivism you have, the less marketplace you have, the way you and I like to do business, and it's just ridiculous. And somebody told me a long time ago, I wanted a raise. I was a really young pup. I was just a kid, and I wanted a raise, and I thought I deserved a raise. And my boss set me down, and he said, "Jim, I'm so wet behind the ears, it's dripping off, right?" And he said, "Jim, you have to understand something. You're only worth so much to this company. And right now, you've maxed that out." Now, boy, talk about some tough love.
That was the best favor he ever
tough
gave
love.
You, Jim.
How about that for a 23-year-old kid, right?
Now, it's the best thing he could have ever said.
Yeah. You think I don't... Here it is all these years later, I still remember him saying that to me. It's amazing. Hey, Don, thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to be right back with Don. I'm going to ask Don about some of the current events that's going on right now, folks. You may have heard about this. Don's going to report on some of that with us after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.